This is the Dragon Mountain Meditation. Let's begin once again by making sure we're as comfortable as we can possibly be. You can be sitting up for this or lying down. And if you're lying down, you can be lying on your back or lying on your side or even lying on your front if you want. Do you need to have a little wriggle to get more comfortable? And then we can begin. Allowing your eyes to close if that feels okay. Or if you'd prefer to leave them open, then having a fuzzy focus if you can. Kind of like looking out of the sides of your eyes. And remember, you can't get meditation wrong. Just see if you can quietly listen to my voice and see what happens. If you can comfortably reach your tummy right now, you might want to see how it is to rest one or both of your hands on your tummy. And notice what it feels like as you breathe in. And as you breathe out. Just focusing on that feeling of the air coming in and the air going out. And what it feels like in your tummy as you breathe out. Imagine, if you can, right now, that you're inside your den, looking around you and noticing what there is to see. What there is to touch. And what there is to hear. Next time you breathe out, you might want to imagine letting other parts of your body become a bit softer too. Imagining that each time you breathe out, you relax just a little bit more. And now that we're perhaps feeling a bit settled, if it feels okay, we're going to imagine going on a little adventure. If at any point you don't want to continue on the journey, just think den. And imagine yourself immediately back in your den, feeling warm and comfortable. And now it's time for a little adventure. Imagine right now that it's late morning and you find yourself walking along a path. The sun is shining and you can feel its warmth. You can hear birds singing in the trees nearby, and little bunny rabbits are munching grass in the sunshine. They're not afraid of you at all. You keep walking along the path, past the trees and past a big lake with families of ducks paddling around in the water. You keep walking along and notice that the path is starting to head up towards a mountain. You keep walking and the path becomes steeper. Every now and then you might like to stop and look back to notice how far you've come. Right now, it seems an awfully long way that you've already come, and it seems like there's quite a bit further to go. You're beginning to realise that this journey's a little harder than you'd imagined. But you take a deep breath and continue on. Perhaps you imagine singing a little song to keep you going. As you get close to what had looked like the top of the mountain, you realise that actually you're only part way up. There's still much, much further to go. Perhaps you wonder how on earth you'll ever get to the top of the mountain and see the view from there. Perhaps you feel a little disappointed and tired, maybe even ready to give up. You might imagine sitting down on the rock in front of you, closing your eyes and having a little rest. "Remember your strengths," a kindly voice says, and you wonder where on earth the voice came from. You imagine opening your eyes slowly, and a little way away from you is a very friendly dragon. "I've been waiting for you," he says, "and I'm very glad to have some company. I think," he says, "you perhaps need a backpack to carry your strengths in. That way you won't forget them." And in an instant you notice that there's a backpack there at your feet. It's your favourite colour, light as a feather and filled with juice and snacks for the journey ahead. How does it feel to have received this gift of a backpack from your dragon friend? Perhaps you'd like to take a closer look at your dragon now. What size is he? What colour? You notice his very kind eyes. What colour are they? Are his wings very big compared to the size of his body, or quite small? Do his scales have a pattern, or are they all the same colour? Would you like to get a little closer to your dragon friend? He lies down and bows his head a little in case you want to move closer and touch him. Would you like to touch his scales and find out if they're hard or soft, rough or smooth, whether he's cold to the touch or warm? You'll have plenty of opportunity to have some adventures with your dragon soon. But it's time to go in a moment, so you might like to say goodbye to your dragon by giving him a wave, or a hug if you prefer. I have lots to show you. Come back any time and see me, your dragon friend says. And now, starting to bring your attention back to your breath, noticing how the air fills your chest as you breathe in, and what it feels like as the air leaves your body, and perhaps your tummy gets a little bit softer. Breathing in and breathing out, and just resting for a moment. Then maybe giving your fingers and toes a little wriggle if you'd like to. And then having a little stretch if that would feel nice. Before you slowly open your eyes if they've been closed.